Blog Talk Radio.
I'm future focused, cause I look in the mirror. 2020 vision, see myself more clearer. Face trials and many errors, but Lord, you never let me down. And for that notice, I'm better now. Even once the folks wanted to kill me out, fear had to go, so they worry and doubt. I bounce back, you can't count me out.
Welcome to the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. I'm your host, Michelle G. I'm just going to pop on tonight. This is not going to be a quick show, but it is a show because I just want to make sure that I am here, being consistent and being letting you guys know that I'm still here. The platform is still here. I have had a lot of things going on these last few weeks. God has truly been blowing my mind. He's just been opening doors and making ways and things have just been just amazing. And I thought I should come on tonight to let you guys know the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show is still here. And hopefully, prayerfully, in the new year, we're going to be doing some new things. We're going to be expanding and doing some new things, and I'm speaking it into existence. I believe, just as my leader has said, Bishop David L. Baxter Jr., he has said that we are under an open heaven. And that God is going to give us a harvest in the winter. And I have been holding on to that. And I know that it to be true because it came from our prophetic voice, the man of God. So I am holding on to that. And I just want to let you guys know what's new coming up for Michelle G. I have my products are being, you know, are finally getting out there. If you, those of you who don't know, I am the owner and operator of Peace in Mixtures, which is my own bath and body aromatherapy line of bath and body stuff, butter, scrubs, you know, bath teas, just different things like that. I am a certified aromatherapist, so that's where that hat comes from. My products are out there. You can visit my Facebook page at Peace in Mixtures on Facebook. And also, and this is the thing that has really got me so hyped up, and why I have been on and off the air dealing with, you know, doing some things and not really being taking so much time off, is because my first book is about to be published. So I am extremely happy about that. My first book, which is called Baggage, Drop the Weight. And for those of you who, just to give you a little idea what that is, it's just six small short chapters. It's not deep, it's not mystical, but it just talks about things that we all have dealt with at some time or another. And even if you haven't dealt with all five of them, you may have dealt with one or two of them, but they're all things that I've dealt with in my life. So I talk from my point of view on these things and what I learned, the revelation I got from going through those things and dealing with those things. And, you know, we all carry baggage at some point in our lives. And sometimes we're carrying things that we don't even realize we're carrying. And that's where this book came about. And I talk about some of the main things that we carry as weight, as baggage. I talk about relationships that didn't work out. We all know how that is. We in a relationship, it didn't work out, and it, you know, and we carry that around with us. I talk about our past, There's things in everybody's past that we wish we could go back and change, but the fact is we can't. I talk about that, and we end up carrying that around, and we end up carrying around, if you're a parent, sometimes we end up carrying around our children's bad choices. So, you know, and you know, these are all things that I have carried around myself, you know, that I've dealt with, that I've had as baggage. So, you know, we talk about that. I talk about in the book, you know, titles. When you have titles and when your title becomes light baggage, and it becomes light baggage when you're not doing it the way that you're not functioning in that title the way it was meant for you to function, and when you forget who gave you the title. I talk about unforgiveness, you know, just that we, you know, and people, you know, people's opinions and things and how we carry those things on us. And all of these things I talk about in the book. Again, the book is Baggage, Drop the Weight, and you can go and purchase that right now at the pre-order sale price of only $10, $13 if I have to ship it to you. And you can go to https://michellegee.bigcartel.com/. Again, that is https://michellegee.bigcartel.com. And you can purchase the book. Now, once the book is in hand, which will be in December, the price is $15, and then it'll be $18, of course, for shipping. But I wanted to come on and just tell you guys that I have been amazed at God and at what He's doing in me, in my life. And it's just amazing. And not only the book, I just got an invitation to go to Atlanta and be on the Regina Sunshine Global Network TV show. And it's just, doors are just opening. And what I want to say to you all, because, you know, there's always a message. Even when you don't think there's going to be a message, there's always a message. What I want to say to you all is, despite how hard and difficult it may seem when you're going through your process, and even when you don't understand, and you all know that I have talked about processes, going through the process for a long time, and it is a big subject for me because God has been processing me for some time now. And now I see what He was processing and getting me ready for. So I say to you, even if you don't understand this, when you have a relationship with God and you know that what He's taking, what He's doing is part of your process, that what is going on in your life, even though you cannot explain it, you don't understand it, is a part of the process that God has you going through. When you know that, then you can rest. You can rest in it. You can relax in your process, and you can go through. You can go through your process. And it's not as hard going through your process once you realize that at the end of this, God is going to get the glory. He's going to get the glory, which is what it's all about. It's not about you. It's not about me. But it's about God and Him getting the glory. And as long as He's getting the glory, that's all that matters. That is truly all that matters, as long as God is getting the glory. And He can't get the glory if we're not doing what we have been put here to do, what we have been ordained to do, what we have been entitled to do. And I am humbled and I am grateful this evening. You guys have no idea how grateful I am at what God is doing in my life. The things that God is doing is truly, truly blowing my mind. The other day, I won't tell you exactly what happened as far as like what I was thinking, but I thought about something. I didn't even get a chance to pray and ask God for it. And I'm a strong believer in we have not because we ask not. And my intentions was, okay, I'm going to ask, you know, when I pray, I'm going to ask God and put this before God, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to put it before him and let him work this thing out. Before I can pray about it, I was thinking about it, and God did it. God did it. That's why I say you have to trust him. Trust him when you can't even trace him. And just trust what he's doing in your life. We're not going to understand. Why? Because he's God. And there's some things that are just not for us to understand. Some things are not for us to understand. His ways are not our ways. And we won't always understand what's going on. But when we trust him and we follow the instructions and when we're obedient, because obedience is better than sacrifice. So when you're obedient to his word and obedient to what he's telling you to do, even if you don't understand, when you know that it's God that's moving in your life, just trust him and trust the process and watch him move on your behalf, because he's moving on mine. He is moving on my behalf. And I know that I said that this show was just going to be about me telling you what's new with Michelle G. But, you know, I never miss an opportunity to give God glory. I never miss an opportunity to let God know that I am grateful. That I am grateful. I never miss an opportunity to let God know that I give him all glory, that I recognize that it's no good thing that I have done, but it's all him. I never miss an opportunity. So tonight, the show's not going to be long. As a matter of fact, I'm getting ready to get off the show now because I have another opportunity. Like I said, my products to get out there. So my products are all handmade. So I make everything by hand, and I have there's a women's conference, and if you're in the Myrtle Beach, Conway, North Myrtle Beach area, come to this women's conference. It's going to be a great move of God. Pastor Shannon McCray from Columbia, the pastor of Life Transformation Ministry in Columbia, she's traveled around with this Rise of a Confident Woman, and she has finally came to our area. So if you're in the area, come out and check it out. I promise you, you're going to have a good time. I promise you, it's going to be worth your while. It's going to be worth the drive. It's going to be worth you coming. So come on out and support. If you get a chance to come out and support. Come out and support. I promise you it's going to be worth it. I promise you it's going to be worth it. I am so grateful and full tonight. And, you know, I got that coming up this weekend. And it's going to be a lot. So I got a lot of products that I need to make and get out there. So I'm not going to stay on long. I had no intentions of staying on long anyway. I just wanted to get up here and let you all know that's what I got going on. I'm excited about my book. That has got me overjoyed about how God has opened doors for me, how he's made ways, and that he even gave that to me to do. I am grateful. I am grateful. So I just say, you guys, trust your process. Trust your process. Trust God. Trust what he has for your life. And what he has for your life may not be what he has for someone else. So don't look at someone else's process. Don't look how far somebody else has come, because your process is different from what somebody else's process is. What he's trying to get you to is not what he's trying to get someone else to. So you trust what God is doing in your life. You trust what God is doing for you. And watch how God moves. Just trust, be obedient, stay in prayer, stay in his word, stay in his faith, and watch God move. I am living proof of it. And I guess I'm on tonight just as a testimony of the goodness of God, a testimony of all that he has done for me. a testimony that I just, you know, I can't even wrap my mind around where God is taking me right now. That's why I'm so full, and as I'm speaking, I'm trying to find the exact words to say, and it's not easy because what do you say? He's a great, awesome God, marvelous in all his ways, and I am so grateful and so thankful to him tonight. And you guys know that I do this all the time because this platform was a platform that he created. And if it were not for him, I wouldn't have this platform. So it behooves me to give him glory on this platform. It's okay not to have the typical show. That's okay. It's okay for me not to have the guests every now and again. Because what I'm doing right now is giving the one who made it possible the glory nationwide so you all can hear it, that I'm giving God glory for what he's doing in my life. I'm grateful. He created this platform, the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. He helped me to become an aromatherapist. He helped me and downloaded what he wanted me to say, and now I'm an author. He ordained me an elder, and he placed a word in my belly. And he made me a mother after losing two children. I am grateful tonight, and I wanted to share it with all my listeners who are out there. Go get your book. If you feel like you've been burdened down with some things and, you know, or you don't know why you're burdened down, you don't know why, you know, you got this weight on you and it literally feels like you're carrying another person on you and you don't understand, get the book. Read it. Maybe you'll realize that some of the stuff you've been carrying is baggage. And maybe you may realize and have that epiphany moment what baggage you're carrying. So I'm giving you guys your baggage claim tonight. Go to https://michellegee.bigcartel.com /michellegee.bigcartel.com/ and order baggage. Drop the weight. It's time for us to be free of those things. And the whole book is centered on the scripture that tells us to cast our cares upon him, for he cares for us. That scripture and a few other scriptures, they say the same thing but in different words. Give it to God. We weren't built to carry certain things. Our worries and our stresses and the things that we give it to God. Let him carry it. So tonight, I want to say, you guys, be encouraged. Be encouraged wherever you find yourself at in life. Be encouraged. Because if God be for you, who can be against you? Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Draw strength from his word. Gain wisdom from his word. Seek him in prayer. Seek his face and get guidance. Trust your process. I say your process, not someone else's, not your neighbor's, not your sister friend, not your guy friend. Trust your process. And trust him. Trust him even when you can't trace him. I'm telling you, my pastor, Bishop David L. Baxter Jr. of Greater True Light Sounds of Praise, 485 Robert Grissom, right here in Myrtle Beach. And you know that was a plug right there, right? You know, I love my church and I love my leaders. He spoke it that this is going to be the year of no stress, no strain, no struggle. NS3. And he also spoke over us, and he is our prophetic voice. And I know that he hears from God, and he spoke to us that God is going to give us a harvest in the winter. So for whoever is listening out there, you needed some encouragement tonight. Be encouraged. God hasn't forgotten you. Be encouraged. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him and watch him come through. He will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. And that's his word. So thank you guys for tuning in for this brief pop-on show. I am super excited about what's new with Michelle G. I have a lot of work to do tonight, so that's why the show is being cut short. I have a lot of work to do. I have body butters and scrubs to make. You know, I did soaps last night and candles the night before. So, and like I said, everything is made by hand. So I have to get to work because I have a lot to take care of tonight. So thank you all. And go purchase the book. Get it while it is on a pre-order sales before it goes to print, because it's getting ready to go to print soon. And once it goes to print and it's in hand, the price goes up to $15 and $18 if I have to ship it. But those who pre-order will receive a special gift from me, the author. I love you guys. Thank you for being patient with me with all my up and down and everything that I do. Thank you for supporting. I'll be back next week. Not sure what the topic's going to be, but, you know, I flow how God tells me to flow. So join me next week for another episode of the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. Like I always say, good night and be blessed.
That is good.
God is all the time. He is good. God is good all the time. He is good. God is